We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Goeckeler on September 29, 2024 at the Howie in the Hills Community Church of Howie in the Hills, Florida. The title is, Ouch! The Holy Gospel for today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 38 through 50. John said to Jesus, Teacher, we saw someone using your name to cast out demons, but we told him to stop because he wasn't in our group. Don't stop him, Jesus said. No one who performs a miracle in my name will soon be able to speak evil of me. Anyone who is not against us is for us. If anyone gives you even a cup of water because you belong to the Messiah, I tell you the truth, that person will surely be rewarded. But if you cause one of these little ones who trusts in me to fall into sin, it would be better for you to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone hung around your neck. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better to enter eternal life with only one hand than to go into the unquenchable fires of hell with two hands. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better to enter life with only one foot than to be thrown into hell with two feet. And if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. It's better to enter the kingdom of God with only one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the maggots never die and the fire never goes out. For everyone will be tested with fire. Salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? You must have the qualities of salt among yourselves and live in peace with each other. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Wow! Our readings for today sure give us lots to think about. Our gospel reading hits us in several directions and can be a bit tough to handle. We like to think of Jesus saying nice, happy, comforting, and uplifting things. But not today. John came to Jesus to complain that someone was ministering in Jesus' name, but was not one of us, one of our group. Jesus rebuked him, telling him, "Don't stop someone who is serving in my name. Anyone who is serving in this way cannot in the next breath turn against me." But who is the us, the group, John refers to? Clearly, in the context of the gospel story, John is referring to Jesus and the disciples as us. But the gospels are not just an account of those days long ago, but are intended to have meaning for all time. Yes, for us today. Jesus made it clear that ministry in Christ's name was not to be only that of the disciples. Carry that forward, though. Throughout the ages, there have been many who thought they had a corner on the market of Jesus' truth. Denominations and church leaders who have held to the idea that only their perspective is correct, or that only those we approve of or have our credentials can or should be ministers in the Church of Jesus Christ. who are we to judge the faith and calling of one another? Sadly, such perspectives have fractured and broken the church throughout the ages and split it into many pieces when we need to be one, as Jesus prayed we would be. All the more so in this age when so many have pulled away from the church and Jesus' message to all of us. Jesus' rebuke doesn't stop there, and the story gets a bit tough. If anyone causes someone who believes in Jesus to stumble and fall from their faith, it would be better if they had a huge millstone tied to them and be drowned in the ocean. Wow! Harsh. Faith is a tough thing. We all have our questions and doubts from time to time. I think many of us have a faith and belief that teeters on the edge. Jesus certainly knew that would be the case, and he knew that it would not take much for the influence of Satan to push us over the edge. He wasn't trying to scare us, but rather to warn us. He wants us to build each other up in our faith journeys, not tear one another down or discourage those who are struggling. Sometimes that is not easy, but it is our responsibility as his followers. The reading from the letter of James offers us some ideas of that encouragement. James is often cited as focusing on the importance of good works as signs of our faith. He says, "If one is in trouble, they should pray. If one is sick, they should pray. And they should be prayed for by others. If one has sinned and repents, through prayer they are forgiven." Prayer is a powerful and effective tool, James reminds us. James continues that if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, you can be sure that whoever brings the sinner back from wandering will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. Whoever brings that person back. We all have a role to play. We all have a responsibility to our brothers and sisters in faith. We must not hold resentments towards others, whoever they may be, that they can't do that. They aren't one of us. They don't have the credentials. They don't have the right beliefs or practices. They just don't believe the right way. Really? Is that for any of us to judge? If we do, that millstone just may be tied to our necks. As if the rebuke from Jesus wasn't enough thus far, he continued, now aiming his comments towards the personal sins of all of us. That day, towards the disciples and those present, but also at us. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to go through life and to enter the kingdom of God maimed than to be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them do not die and the fire is not quenched. Ouch! That is hard to hear. This story is also recorded in Matthew's Gospel. Jesus likely is using hyperbole, exaggerated language, to make a strong point, and certainly does make a strong point. What he said, though, is true. We are better being maimed than going to hell. I don't think Jesus is really advocating for us to maim ourselves or others, but wants us to fully understand that these bodies we exist in are very temporary. That if our bodies are not serving God, then they are not serving the purpose for which they were created. If a part of our body is leading us away from God, is harming us spiritually, Jesus is telling us it then serves no purpose and is better figuratively or actually gone. Jesus doesn't want us hurt, and his aim was always to guide us to the eternal life he came to bring us. I think he wants us to understand, though, that living our lives as he showed us how to do needs to be our top priority. When other things get in the way and pull us towards sin and temptation, they need to be removed. Those things may be physical things around us, words and thoughts that continually overwhelm our minds and keep us from positive pursuits, and sadly, sometimes even relationships with other people. We are to live wholesome, God-fearing lives as Jesus showed us how. The psalmist reminded us that the instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true. Each one is fair. We are to follow those instructions, those commandments, and when we do, our lives will be fulfilling and good, pleasing in the Lord's sight. Jesus concluded on a more uplifting note by saying, "Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other." Salt then and now has a preservative quality. We are to be salt to one another, to help preserve and keep one another from falling into sin. And finally, to be at peace with each other. May it be so. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, you call us to service in many different ways, and you have shown us the way we are to live and interact with others. May we be that salt to each other, bringing your presence to all we meet. In your holy name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. You have heard a sermon delivered on September 29, 2024 at the Howie in the Hills Community Church of Howie in the Hills, Florida, by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was, Ouch! Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.